Hey, hope everyone's having a good day today. Well, all are connected to Sasha Stone, which means they're interlinked with the UN. Unbelievable what I found in the last couple days. Academy of Divine Knowledge. Look, but this has been a long road in the process here, so if you haven't seen any of these on this main channel or my second channel with Madej, Sherry Tenpenny, and so many others that I've done, Buttar video as well, just take a look to see how I've been looking and wondering what is going on. Well, here you have it. Of course, in their main video, you see the logo. I don't need to say anything more, do I? The logo says it all. Well, in case for those who are unaware, there's just a few things that might come to mind and you should know about this logo. But here in the video, I'm not going to show you it. It's only a few minutes, a few seconds long. And basically, this is what you'll see right here. Enlightenment. Yes. Well, you already knew from the main logo what they were all about. Academy of Divine Knowledge. Wow. And look, $33 per month. Of course, you have to have that in there, right? You have to have the 33. Well, who are some of the teachers, as I hold my fingers up in quotations? There you have it. Sherry Tenpenny. Big Tree Ike is no surprise, and so many others. Maybe you recognize them, maybe you don't. But it got me to looking into what exactly this was. Well, you can look. It's a censorship-free platform. Right, that makes it sound good, but you know it's all New Age. Well, it had me looking at least into who were all the speakers that they were talking about and how it's grown. We have almost 50 teachers and special guests. Well, Robert Kennedy, of course, is a special guest. I'm sure there are many others, but you'll know that there's meditation, of course. It's New Age. I mean, they have to have the meditation in there. But look at that. Tenpenny and, of course, the other speakers, Mikovits and many others in there. So what else did I find? Well, I started to notice the ITNJ there at the bottom. What exactly was this? The International Tribunal for Natural Justice. Well, yeah, I do recall hearing and seeing this man right here, Robert David Steele. So he's a part of the ITNJ. Interesting. A judge. And he's connected to Sasha. They're in so many videos. And maybe you recall hearing about someone saying that leaders and all those in WHO and causing this pandemic will be taken to court. Well, if those two are involved, I really highly doubt it. I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I don't think it's going to happen. Honestly, I don't. It's just another false bit of information, just like we heard Hillary was going to be going to jail. Yeah. Well, it connected me to this, the New Age. Oh, wow. What is this all about? Well, yeah, it's plain and simple. It's all New Age. Well, Sasha is, of course, the Board of Trustees and Secretariat. Yeah. He's also connected with the ITNJ. Yeah, a board member there. So, New Age. Founding advocates, founding donors. Well, special thanks. I couldn't find much, so I found this. Humanitad Foundation and New Earth Project. So I had to look into those two, right? I had to. What are they? Well, here, this picture should say it all. But if it doesn't, no, we'll look more. Let's just look a little closer. Ah, they got an award from the UN. Interesting. So they're now connected with the UN. The MDG Millennial Development Goals Awards. So they got an award, and there's Sasha Stone, the executive producer. Look, I don't know what is going on, but I know that he's in all these pictures, And he even stood with the Knight Commander of the Vatican, Gary Krupp. Whoever that is, I don't know. But whenever I see the Vatican flag right there and all of the UN flags in there, oh, you know they're all interlinked. So here's a bit of the new Earth. Of course, I don't think I need to say much because we all can see it's new age. I tried to look at the New Earth Law Academy. I ran out of time, but I'm wondering if it has anything to do with the seven Noahide laws, but hey, I don't know. But in their Facebook page, we shall not be stopped. We, the people, are truth, love, and light, and we have already won this battle. They are sounding more and more like some Christians. And look at that. Reclaim your lives. And of course, in Facebook, you can find all the big names again. Sherry Tenpenny, Buttar, Del Bigtree, many others. Maybe you recognize them, like Cahill and others. I don't know. But when I saw this, I was like, interesting. And this is not old. And if you say that, okay, maybe she once went onto this site to give the information and that was that, I could understand. And if you're spreading the gospel at the same time, but she is on many, many, many times, as well as Sherry Tenpenny with Sasha Stone right here. And then I started to see Lazarus Initiative. Well, you know, I'm just going to show you a very short clip of this, and I can't show a lot because you know I'll get this taken down. But listen, just listen to what she has to say.
Definitely believe that. We are all energy, frequency, and vibration. I believe in that quote from Nikola Tesla. And I tell people that right now you can see that collective consciousness is in that fear state.
Hey, let me just pause it.
It's one of the lowest frequencies possible, and that's what these beings live on. They live in that fear frequency. So does nanotechnology. So does this sci-fi technology. It's on a low frequency. But we, thank goodness, are brilliant, beautiful beings of light. And our frequency, when we accept who we are and remember who we are through the heart, which is that love frequency, is the highest frequency.
Hold on one more second, just so I don't get it taken down.
So we don't have to have the knowledge of the nanotechnology. We don't have to have that. We just have to actually tap in and remember who we are, and that light that will come from us, it will shine through our eyes and our heart when we finally remember who we are. That's that Christ light. That's that love frequency. That's the connectedness with all, with God. And so once we...
All right, sorry for breaking that up for you, but please go to listen, especially after 13 minutes. You can hear all that before that was information that most of you already know. I'll add that link. But as you can see, she is talking about a light. If you want to find these secrets of the universe and talking about Nikola Tesla, the energy, the frequency, the vibration, she's talking about the love frequency. Look, I've been trying to say something is wrong, and she is definitely, they all are connected to New Age, and yes, they are. I'm sorry, they might sound like they are Christian, and they talk about Christ and Jesus, but no, they are connected to this, and this is the warning that I've been saying all along. They are taking everybody towards this new whatever, Lazarus Initiative and the New Earth. This is their new world order right here. And I started to connect it to even Big Bat USA when I saw this. And Arise USA. Look at the pictures they have there. So they're still 100%, in my opinion, pro-Trump. But hey, I don't know. That might have been then. But to me, it's already clear. There was an article on Mike Lindell, Game Changer. And as I'm sitting there, I scroll to the bottom and it says, now stand up for Mike and use promo code and look at 66%. Look, I trust him as much as I can throw my own pillow. And oh my goodness, that's not far. And then this came up as I was in that article as well. So clearly, they're still standing with Trump. $1.3 billion lawsuit. There's your 13. I don't think it's ever going to happen. But hey, I don't know. This is my opinion. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Who said that? Lenin. And that's exactly what I'm thinking this is. Another controlled opposition. And it's all about love. It's all about frequency. And it's all about, you guessed it, New Age. This is a spiritual battle. I hope you understand that I am looking at these because I have had a feeling something is wrong, and I've been researching and researching. And for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. And boy, have they ever. They've deceived pastors, Christians, and many others. And look, they're separating and dividing us all. And it even says in the Bible that there are many antichrists even right now. So all I'm saying is to research, pray, and ask God for direction. And don't just even trust me. Go and look at everything that I add in here. And do your own research. All right, that's my take. Yep, they're all New Age. All a part of Sasha Stone and the UN. Unbelievable. All right, thanks someone who sent me one of the links to that, which just kept me researching even more. So God bless you all. Thank you. And thank you for all your kind words and comments. Till next time, have a great day.